Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 100, an interview with Dr. Jeff McQuillan.
Happy! Happy birthday to you!
Are you happy?
Happy!
This is English as a Second Language podcast number 100. Today, I'm your host, Dr. Lucy Say, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. In this special podcast, I will be turning the tables or changing things around and will interview Dr. Jeff McQuillan. Let's get started.
Happy!
Welcome, Jeff. My first question is one that I think a lot of listeners will want to know. Why did you decide to start ESL Podcast?
Well, that's a good question. There are a couple of reasons, I think, why I wanted to do this this show. One is that I used to teach ESL, or English as a Second Language, for many years, I did, and because I'm so busy with my current job, it's difficult for me to go out and teach a class in terms of my time, and this was a way for me to still feel like I'm teaching and helping people without having to actually go to a classroom. So that's one reason. The other reason is I think that podcasting is a wonderful new technology that is going to change the way we learn languages because it gives people an opportunity to listen to different things and people like myself an opportunity to distribute and produce those things that are different from traditional textbooks. So I think both of those reasons.
That's very interesting. How do you decide which topics to include in the podcast?
Well, initially, at the beginning, I had a list of topics that I came up with or wrote down pretty much off of the top of my head. That is, without really thinking about it very much. And those were based on my experience in teaching and what I think or thought people needed. Now, of course, both you, Lucy, and I write some of the scripts. And we also, of course, get lots of ideas from people who are listening. So people email us ideas, and those are very useful. And we have a whole list of ideas. We also try to do a little bit on different topics, something about travel, maybe something about business. So we try to have a variety of topics throughout the week.
I often see you working on ESL Podcast, but I know that our listeners would like to know how long it takes you to do each podcast.
That's a good question. Well, it takes longer than you might think. The actual recording of the podcast takes probably 30 to 45 minutes, but to put it all together, to produce the MP3 file, and to get everything ready to be put up on the server, the computer, and prepare everything, probably close to 2 hours per podcast. And so it takes a long time. And that doesn't include the time of writing the script, which could be another 20 or 30 minutes.
I'm sure that listeners all over the world appreciate all of the work that you do. And I know that you do have listeners in many, many countries. What countries do you have listeners in?
Well, I think the last time I checked, we had listeners in more than 80 different countries. And we look at our computer server to see where people are listening from. And we have people, lots of people in Europe, in France, in Germany, in Italy, in Spain, many different countries, almost every country in Europe. We have lots of listeners, of course, in Asia as well, in Japan, in China, and many other countries. We have many in Latin America, South America, as well as in Africa. And we also have listeners in Canada and the United States. So really, we have listeners from probably close to every country where there is an internet connection.
I think one question that our listeners might have is, do you yourself speak any languages other than English? And if you do, how did you learn them?
Well, hablo un poco de español. I speak a little Spanish, and I studied Spanish in the university, at the university. Actually, I first started studying Spanish in high school. I didn't learn a lot in high school, which is, I think, common. I think there are two things that really helped me learn Spanish. One was that I was able to go to a Spanish-speaking country, to Mexico, and I learned a lot by staying in the country for a few months. The other thing that really helped me is I do a lot or did a lot of reading and listening. So I would listen to as much Spanish, understandable Spanish, and I would do a lot of reading. And I think those two things, reading and listening, are the most important. A lot of people want to think the most important thing is maybe grammar or speaking, but I think from my experience, listening and reading are very powerful.
I know that Jeff is being modest because his Spanish is very, very good. In fact, he used to teach Spanish. Isn't that right, Jeff?
Well, that's correct. I did teach Spanish, but not very well.
I don't believe that. But you host three different podcasts, ESL podcast, TOEFL podcast, and English Through Stories. Do you have plans to start any other podcasts?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have a lot more time to do additional podcasts. Right now, I spend maybe 15 hours a week producing and recording the podcast that we have. If I have time, I might like to do some more podcasts, but perhaps something for children. I would love to do a podcast about answering questions. We'll have to see how my schedule goes to see if I have time to do those.
It sounds like you're very, very busy and spend a lot of time working on ESL podcasts and the others as well. What do you like to do in your free time? What are your hobbies?
Well, this podcasting has become a hobby for me. I don't do this for the money, so I enjoy it, though. I really do. But I like to do what probably many people like to do. I like to read, and I've been reading a lot recently. I like to read magazines and newspapers, and I subscribe to lots of magazines. I like to read them. I like listening to music. I also listen to other podcasts. When I'm exercising in the morning, I always listen to two or three podcasts. So I guess those are the main hobbies that I have right now.
The last questions I have for Jeff are from a famous show in the United States called Inside the Actors Studio, where famous actors and performers are interviewed. And I think they're very interesting because we get to know the actor, or in this case, Jeff, a little bit better. So, Jeff, what sound or noise do you love?
Well, first let me say I wish I were a famous actor. Let's see. The sound that I love, I think it would have to be the sound of the garage door closing and when my wife comes home. I think that's my favorite sound.
Now, let's hear what you have to say to what sound or noise do you hate?
I hate the sound of a cell phone ringing when I'm at a restaurant or a movie and someone answering the cell phone and bothering everyone around them. That's that sound I really hate.
What profession or job, other than the one you have now, would you like to attempt or try?
Well, I think I would, I'm not sure if there's any job I like better than the one I have right now. Living in Los Angeles, I think that there are many people that want to be involved in the movies, and I think I would like to not be an actor, but maybe a director of a movie, to make my own movie. I think that would be a lot of fun, but I don't have any talent in making movies, but it would be something fun to try.
I think you're being modest again, but what profession would you not like to do?
Oh, well, there are many things I would not want to do. I have to be careful here since we have many people listening who do many different kinds of jobs. I think one job I'm not very good at would be selling. I would be a very bad salesman. So I think selling or sales would probably be my least favorite job.
That's all the time we have today. Thank you, Jeff, for being here today. Congratulations on your 100th show. I'm Lucy Say from Los Angeles, California. Join us again on ESL Podcast.
Happy!
Some of the music provided for this podcast is from Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. This podcast is copyright 2005 by the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Thanks for listening.
Happy birthday to you.